From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air,
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me excitation. I'm picking up.
Hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey. Radio Monterey brings you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com. Take a look at the shows, the hosts. We keep expanding the lineup in new and different ways. Get the information that keeps you informed in your life without the filter of someone else. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, coming to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. That's around Halloween, Samhain, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, the time when the veils between the worlds are thinnest. You know what that means? It's time to have fun. So come along, have fun, enjoy yourself, come in costume. Come as who you might have been. Come as who you might become. Come as who you are. However you choose to do it, come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair October 29th and 30th at the Monterey Fairgrounds. Visit rhodapsychicfair.com, sign up for the email list, and go ahead and find out about the ongoing events that are sponsored and co-sponsored with Rhoda Psychic Fair, such as the Litha Fair coming up the 30th of July in Santa Cruz. A great time. Readers, healers, vendors, lectures. And then the virtual psychic fair once a month that goes on in the third weekend of the month, where you can stay in the comfort of your home and have a reading, listen to a lecture, visit the vendor mall. So go ahead and sign up for the rhodapsychicfair.com email list at rhodapsychicfair.com. Well, we are all the way to the 19th of July. The year is rolling and running fast. It surprises me and astonishes me how quickly this year is moving. And we've got several things going on, but you know me, I love to start with some day by day with James Allen. In 1903, James Allen wrote his essay, As a Man Thinketh, taking the title from chapter 23, verse 7 of Proverbs, which says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And James Allen wants us to know that our present reality is a direct outcome of our past thoughts and actions. And what we find in Day by Day with James Allen is that his words have been broken up into a little segment for each day of the month. Since we weren't together live yesterday for Monday, let's take a quick look at the 18th, which says, definitely directed thought. All achievements, whether in the business, intellectual, or spiritual world, are the result of definitely directed thought. And what he's telling us there is that it's a focused thought. It's a focused intention. It's not just a desire we toss out and then move on to thinking about something else. Definitely directed thought is a continuous, ongoing, intended thought in a particular direction. And as he says, in all cases, all achievements are the result of definitely directed thoughts. And today, for the 19th, he tells us, good thoughts bear good fruit. Every thought seed sown or allowed to fall into the mind and to take root there produces its own blossoming sooner or later into act and bearing its own fruitage of opportunity and circumstances. Good thoughts bear good fruit. Streamline that down to good thoughts will always produce good fruit. Bad thoughts will always produce bad fruit. So when we have a good thought and then follow it with five bad thoughts, we're generating more of the bad fruit focus. It's important to remember good thoughts bear good fruit. You know, they've reported that as much as 70% of visits to physicians are for a psychosomatic generated illness. What I mean by that is we thought we felt bad. We thought we weren't right. So in essence, we think ourselves into being ill. How many times in your life have you ever been coming up to an event that you had anxiety about and you felt ill or overcome? And then the minute you either didn't go or the event came and you fell into the rhythm of that routine, then the symptoms disappeared and you were fine. Good thoughts bear good fruit. Bad thoughts bear bad fruit. And in order for us to have that definitely directed thought, we need to actually have the good thoughts. I always like to start the day with a review of the message from the Daily Word, which is put out by the Unity Organization. And for yesterday, it said, I recognize the divine presence as peace, love, and guidance. As we look at what's going on in the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, as we look at what's going on in the world, as people are awfulizing everything all around us, recognize the divine presence as peace, love, and guidance. And then for today, it reminds us, let go and let the divine be divine in our life. And remember, we ourselves are the creatures of divinity. We ourselves are the divine beings. So what it's telling us, let the divine flow through us. Now later, when I talk about some of the astrological aspects and a little bit more about the full moon, remember that with everything going on around us, with all the tumult and turmoil, it's important that we're the individual sitting in the center of balance and allowing the divine to flow through us. But to get more guidance for the week, the month, and the year, let's move to our segment with Kirilani. Now, Kirilani calls herself the Bridge of Life. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she is a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves to create unique fusion consultations, empower personal vibrations to bring greater insights and transformation. And she provides her unique Go With The Flow segment every Tuesday right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's listen to Kirilani and her Go With The Flow.
Well, thanks, Salazar, and hello everyone in California that's feeling the rocking and rolling today. We have a lot of energy infusing onto the planet today. So we've got a very juicy week coming up, and let's see, where do we even start? Let's start with reminding people kind of what this whole year is about, because if it's anything each day a little bit for you all like it is for me, things are moving really fast. And here we have a year that's all about integrating everything that has come before in the last 9 years, in this whole lifetime, in the last millennium, in the time of limitations. So that's a lot of integration. And the purpose of that is to synthesize all that we've learned, to pull together all of that wisdom, to see the gifts and all the experiences that we've had. And that might feel a little overwhelming because you're like, well, how could I possibly do all of that? But if we look at the experiences that are coming up in this year, those are all clues, kind of like in a scavenger hunt, to say there is a gift waiting for you behind that experience because it is representative of something from this life, something from a past life that we have left undone, that we have not fully completed, tied the bow, and or let's say unwrapped the gift and said, aha, I get it now. So welcome each of these experiences in our life. Don't put them aside for tomorrow because we're running out of time to procrastinate or put the things aside. Deal with it in the moment, integrate it, digest it, and then be on to the next thing. So as we integrate, then it's saying, okay, what are these undone things? What are these things that we had all of these projects, plans, ideas, dreams? We took this class in the universe, but we only got half through, and then we said, well, I pass. What are those things that we passed on? Those are the experiences that are coming up. So now the universe is saying, I'm either going to do it or I'm not going to do it. And if you're not going to do it, then fine, move it off your plate. But move off the plate any of the things that are taking up your energy, your life force, because all those little dangling participles still draw energy from you, draw life force from each of us. So those clearing out, we've been talking all year about clearing out the clutter, which is not something that I'm particularly good at. I'm just always on to the next thing. But if we go to do a creative project and start with a clean desk or a clean whiteboard or a clean slate, we can bring in more creativity than if you're trying to do that with piles of stuff all around you, have you nowhere to move, right? That you have no freedom, you have no space. So there's part of this year that's about that creating space. And in all of these experiences that are coming up this year, each of them is a little bit like a final exam. So when we went to school, usually the spring was the time for the final exams, but some of us had to go to summer school, right? So think of it like, now, between now and the end of the year, the end of November, you're going through all your final exams because now it's time to graduate. Graduate from all that you've learned, and now the universe is saying, given everything you've learned, what are you going to do with it? How do you want to put this to work in the world in service so that we can be who we came into this life to be? So if you think every experience has led you to this place today, now what do you want to do with it? Now, a lot of people graduate from high school, graduate from college, and then they look around and they say, well, I'm going to do something totally different than what I studied. That's fine. But it's like the universe has invested in you all of these experiences so that you could have the tools and the foundation that you need to do your mission, to do your destiny, to do your service. Now the question is, and free will is part of this, what am I going to do with it? How do I want to put this into action in the world? And June through November, it's all about action. All about action, baby, right? This is the time to really be moving, shaking, and getting those things done because we have this huge boost of energy that comes in July that helps us with that manifestation. It's like catch the wave and start riding that wave. If we cling you know, cling to a rock out there and try to fight the wave and fight the current, all we do is exhaust ourselves. So this is the time to get on board and get moving. And that graduation is all about, are we willing to go on? Are we willing to go on to the next level of lessons, the next level of experiences and spirals? So here we have July, the beginning of the manifesting cycle, all about action, all about actualizing all these plans and dreams that we have for the year. Kind of a time where it's important to be practical about where our energy can best be invested to get the best results. So if there's some of these, you know, project plans that you say, hey, this doesn't mean that much to me now, things have changed since the beginning of the year, get them off your plate. For the things that mean a lot, put your energy on those big rocks and make sure you attend to those each day first, and then work all the little rice and pebbles around it. But it's interesting when we approach things that way, it might turn your day upside down. I think I realize that I've kind of always lived my life from what needed to get done first versus what were truly the big rocks that took care of me. And Solazar used to teach a class that was a great class about goal setting. And one of the items was talking about, well, what is wealth? And if you wanted to have, let's say, $10 million, right? Well, what in your whole life is the most important thing? And it really came down to, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything else. And yet, how many of us put our health and taking care of ourselves first on our agenda? I certainly have not lived my life that way. So retraining those patterns, this is a year of rewiring. This is a year of retraining. This is a year of choosing a different way of being conscious of what's working, what's not working in our life, and coming up with a plan to do things differently. So in July, there's this huge expansion of energy. It's pushing us through that manifestation. And as we have that, it gives us this impetus, this momentum for that rewiring. And here we are in the portion of the month that requires really the most rewiring, and that's in the mental week of the month. Our minds are what has been programmed and socialized with all the limitations. So here we started the beginning of the week on the 14th, so you've already had a few days in it. And as we transition into the spirit, that is the, I don't want to use the word salvation, particularly on the day of the Christ moon. Let's see, that is where the answers are. So if our minds can be retrained to partner with our spirit, to realize they don't need to go it alone, to realize that all those answers they've been searching for come from that partnership, that marriage with the mind, the heart, and the spirit, and the physical body, then we have made great strides. So in July, the best thing is, what can I do to expand my mind beyond what I thought I knew to be true? What can I do to expand my mind beyond what I thought to be true? And if we're willing to say, my mind only knows what it has seen before. It's a great cataloger of experiences. It's a great one for organizing what has already been. It is not fabulous at, in this day and age, predicting the future or in even knowing in the moment what is exactly the right thing to do. That insight comes from that inspiration, that insight, that intuition that comes from that marriage between the mind and the spirit. Those are the things to kindle this week. So activities would help for the week is spending time outside in nature, doing some solar meditations, doing any kind of meditation do things that help with the balance in the left and right hemisphere of the brain, particularly if they help with the balance with the physical body, working on balancing our emotions with our mental body. All of these things help open those doors to the insight, because our heart is the doorway to our spirit. So those things that make you love life, engage in those this week. If you have pets, spend time with your pets. They're a great source of unconditional love. If you have friends and family or coworkers that delight you, that you can laugh with, that's a great way to expand. So July is all about that beautiful, those days of summer where anything's possible, where you go out and play, where you revel in life. All of that is really an important thing for this week, because July and June are asking us, what's heaven on earth to us? What do we vote for? How can life be more fulfilling, more joyful, more full and vibrant? That answer is partially that opening up to the spiritual aspect of our life, to the meaningful aspect of our life. And today we have this amazing opportunity. Today is what traditionally would have been called the Christ moon. And when we think of Christ consciousness, a lot of people associate Christ and Christ consciousness with sacrifice, with suffering. And yet, this is our time to redefine, what is that Christ consciousness? Can we take that unconditional love, that unconditional light, that unconditional hope that the Christ conscious energy brings, and acknowledge that each of us in our own life, in our own world, each of us has that Christ Messiah energy within us. We are the fabric of light and love. And are we willing to be of service to the world in sharing that light and love and truth in the world without sacrificing ourselves, without asking for it to be a life of suffering and sacrifice to ourselves or others? It is the moon of pure inspiration. So last night I went out when the moon was rising, and it came up early and the sun was setting, and I could stand there between the sun and the moon, fed by light from both sides and from within. And that is a beautiful meditation. So if the moon comes up early tonight, I would highly recommend that you get out there and just soak it up. Allow that healing power of the moon that is calling for the fruition, the actualization of your light that is what you are, right? To be able to shine fully without having the dimmer switch on, without hiding who you are, with authentically sharing the light that you are with other people in your life. That is the energy of the Christ moon. So today is a big day for clarity and wisdom, good time to do some meditation on where you are in your life. Where do you want to go? Are you ready to graduate? Have you learned what you need to learn at this point? Where are the places in your life that have become boring or stagnant, and how do you reinvigorate them? Where in your life do you want to grow and expand? Where can you have more freedom and adventure? Those are all the questions of July. And then as we go forward in this week, we've got a really big day on Friday. Friday is both a recycling day to offer up all those limitations, all those things that where we have stuck places to get movement. It's a great way of letting go of those limitations, and then we get this huge infusion of limitless potential and limitless transformation tied with that energy of recycling. So not just, okay, this is a pattern in my life that no longer works, but what do you want to transform it to be? And if you can take action in the direction of that transformation on that day, it's a great starting energy to initiate a new way of being. And then continue with whatever you're working on for 22 days past that day, because that brings that alchemical energy of transformation to the table. And any new pattern, I don't even know if I want to call it a pattern, any new way of being, using that 22 days to allow that to take root, for the seed to germinate and grow and become strong, is a really powerful way to kick it off. Then on Saturday, you have the energy of heaven on earth tied with expansion. So it brings this portal of change, this portal of freedom, portal of adventure and growth. So that's a really good day to take any of those initiative seeds, expand them further, take another step in that direction. Then on, let me find it, the next big day is on Tuesday. We've got another big infusion of transformative energy, and it's inviting each of us to come to a greater level of unity and balance in who we are. So that brings in the in a tarot deck the Master Lovers card, which is saying, well, take all of our creative energies, all of our manifesting energies, and bring them into this divine marriage, this divine union, where we are at one with ourselves. And when we are in that place, we realize that we are this seed of light and love. We are a seed of God. And as that, it's time for us to be planted in the world and to start thriving, not to be hiding in the shell of the seed, of the husk of the seed, trying to be protected from this world, but to really say, I'm willing to plant myself as that seed of light to thrive and be an example in the world. And, oh, to that end, backing up a couple days, Sunday brings those vibrations of God. So you've got this Heaven on Earth Day Saturday, the vibrations of God, so aligning to that universal divine energy and realizing that the Creator never left the creation. We are all of that fabric. So a really powerful set of days this week, kind of up to each of us what we want to do with it. I would recommend spend as much time out of doors and out of the box as you possibly can afford in how you structure your life, and let yourself play a little bit. Yes, it is on one hand a serious time, and yet approaching it as if it's serious and grave is the wrong direction. It's like, how can we live life in each day as a celebration of that light that we were given for this life? So that, Solazar, I think, is our go with the flow. I feel like that was a lot, but there's a lot going on.
Yeah,
do you
there
have
was
any questions?
No, I want to add one thing in. I'm going to talk some other stuff about the moon as well as some aspects from yesterday. But just to let you know, on your Friday, where you were talking, hold on, my notes, excuse me, is recycle, let go, limitless potential. That's also when the sun will enter Leo. So the sun will make that shift, and we're now going into a fire sign, which is an action-oriented sign. So it's time to get out of our emotions, out of our thinking, out of our stagnation, and to take an action. And so,
oh, I love that.
So it's going to be tied together with your limitless potential on Friday and transformational day, as you said. So, and there's a couple of things going on astrologically that actually even related to the full moon that I think has got to caution people too, that even as they're taking action, where you said, you know, get out, do this, do something new, try something different, at the same time, you know, with this full moon, we've got the energy of Cancer in the sun, a very emotive, emotional energy, intended to be a heartfelt energy. But we've got the grounding of Capricorn in the moon. And it's really saying, take your action, but don't be reckless. Take cautious action. Take steps. Go in that direction. But don't be frivolous and take an action just to take an action. Because this moon and sun, this full moon today, is really saying, when you're done, do you want to turn around and said, I left my opportunities on the table in my life?
Well, and I think that's a great way to say it, because I think what I needed to also emphasize is this isn't just random action out there driven by the mind. It's this balance between going inside and aligning with our spirit this week, and then taking practical action in the world tied to that. But there needs to be as much focus on the inner as the outer. So it's not just get out there. It's get out there as a result of that inner alignment and taking action on the guidance from our spirit.
And
does that help clarify?
I think so. I think that was good. I think that all that you shared was good. But I want to go back to, I shared that James Allen on the 18th yesterday talked about definitely directed thought. And he said all achievements, whether in business, intellectual, or spiritual, are the result of definitely directed thought. So to kind of build on your point again, or add into your point, what we all have to do is make sure that it's not just, well, I intend to do that. And then I put all my thought over here on something else. Where we want to go, what we want to do, what we intend, we have to think about. We have to think about. We have to take our steps because we're thinking about it. And that's our definitely directed thought. Otherwise, we're going to sit back and say, well, you know, I had a shot. I tried, but it didn't work out. So we have to ask ourselves, what do we want to put on our resume at the end of this life?
Yeah, I think
that may not be the way you want to express it, but I just say.
Well, no. I think it's important because it's it's that important, you know, kind of like, well, what do you want to be known for? What do you want to have by your legacy to say, this is what I contributed to the world or what I took from the world, right?
Yeah, and I want to just jump in too, and I think it's important to let everybody know that doesn't mean that each and every one of us are doing something so earth-shattering that we're written about in the history books. But each of us have a contribution to make. And what do we want them to say about our contribution?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think it's important. So I agree with you. Anything else you'd like to add or any clarifications? Or?
Nope. I think that is about it.
So essentially, it's a transformational week.
Yeah,
you know,
on many levels,
and
kind of transformation through light and love.
Yeah, well, that's very important, and that'll even come up in what I'm about to share. So I don't know if you have time for that or if you've got to go. So I just
I have to go. But I love what you're going to share. I think it's right on, and definitely dovetails with all the energy you're seeing vibrationally and astrologically. So thank you for the opportunity, and I just want to wish everyone a beautiful, inspirational moon. Go out under that moon. I went out last night with a blanket and just sat with it for a while and open to that inspiration from your spirit and just call it in and see what comes. It's
and the
all
moon,
an adventure.
And the moon will rise at 8:12 p.m. Pacific time tonight. Just
oh, delightful.
Okay.
Thank you so
All
much, Solazar.
Right. Thank you, Kira. Okay. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that takes care of the go with the flow. And let me jump into a couple of things that happened yesterday, or at least something that happened yesterday, leading into our full moon today. See, yesterday, Venus in Leo created a trine with Saturn in Sagittarius. Now, that's Venus, our planet of love and beauty, harmony and attraction, sitting in the sign of, hey, look at me, fire sign of Leo, formed a harmonious aspect to Saturn, our planet of discipline, fear, challenges, and control, which is sitting in the fire sign of aspiration, introspection, and humanitarian acts, Sagittarius. So these two fire signs with Venus and Saturn sitting in them were coming together. Now, fortunately, this aspect, which happened at 11:28 p.m. Pacific time last night, and obviously in the morning, early hours of the morning Eastern time, will tone down some of the emotional resistance to today's full moon in Capricorn. Now, I've previously shared that trines are fated in nature. They're fated aspects, which means the outcome is intended. Unfortunately, getting there is not always pleasant. There's always a jolt, and today's earthquake could have been a part of that jolt for some of us around here. With Saturn engaged in the trine, there's going to be some responsible sensibility at play, so it won't be rabid action, you know, flailing in all areas. And you're less likely to buy into some of the drama or ridiculous scenarios that can be presented from the full moon. If you haven't already experienced that today, the full moon is going to happens at 3:58 p.m. Pacific time afternoon, so you'll start to experience it as that moon grows full or hits the full. Now, it's important that as we go into our full moon, we get clear on what needs to change in our life, because that's what the trine wants. The trine wants us to affect a change in our life. Now, the gift of the trine is you'll see positive results almost immediately when you take action, but you have to be clear on what needs to change. And with the involvement of Venus yesterday in this trine with Saturn, there's also an possibility of advancement and luxury showing up in your life. However, that aspect will provide benefits. We still have the energy of the full moon. So it's important, if you haven't done it yet, pay attention to what you did do, but it's watch your words, watch your body language, no eye rolls, avoid sarcasm. Every sarcastic remark you've thrown out becomes a wall that will need to be scaled later. There won't be any openings. And with the trine, the gains may not be huge with this trine, but they'll move you forward. So be appreciative for all that appears. Kindness and politeness will produce big dividends today. So today started slow. Don't get anxious. What needs to change will be made clear. Let it unfold. And as I said 3:58, but it's 3:56 p.m. today, July 19th. The sun in Cancer shines on that full moon in Capricorn, and this brings light on how we handle the responsibility. The moon is the ruler of Cancer. So both Cancer and Capricorn are sensitive. They often hide their vulnerability. Cancer the crab hides beneath his shell, and Capricorn builds walls around his sensitive heart. The full moon will not be the crying, emotional, tension-filled full moon day. Capricorn doesn't do that shit. It isn't that Capricorns don't feel. They hold their emotions close to the vest. They express when they're ready, but they won't express to show weakness. So they're unlikely to express to show vulnerability also. Now, a Capricorn will consider getting even most often. However, they will just walk away with their heads held high. So this goes back to expressing ourselves with kindness and gentleness and politeness. Because if we haven't done that today, it will come back to bite us later. If we feel ourselves walking into that momentum in a subsequent conversation today, kindness, politeness, and gentleness, so that we don't have to deal with the getting even that will surface later. The challenge with this full moon is we'll never know what Capricorn will do until they show you. so you can guarantee it won't be teary-filled and dripping wet. Expect to feel irritated with those who seem careless or lazy or even less than brilliant. While your nerves are pulled at, remember you're a little too serious today, which makes you more grumpy and tired of the behavior of others. Kindness, politeness, and gentleness. Don't react to all around you, or you'll create the foundation for the Capricorn need to get even later. Walk away from the madness. Give yourself some space from those who are acting out. Let them act out. That's what they need to do. You just don't have to be a part of it. It's a day to keep your feelings bottled up, but don't open the bottle. And keep your hands to yourself. No touching. Don't go around hugging and touching people. Oh, let me give you a hug. Leave them alone. Everyone wants their distance and their personal space today. So it's important that you build some of that. Now, the moon will also square Uranus in Aries. So we've got a T-square with the sun in Cancer, moon in Capricorn, Uranus in Aries. And this will create some tension because Uranus wants to break down the walls that enclose us and the limiting beliefs and the fear of not being deserving of love. The full moon in Capricorn is driving us to hold emotions back, and Uranus wants to break those down. So we've got this constant tension, and it may manifest itself as we're pushing us to verbalize or say things we don't want to say. Keep them bottled up. Hold back. Now is not the time. If you feel a strong emotional need, sit down and journal it real quick. Write it down. Get it out. Put it aside. Don't look at it again. You can look at it later after we've passed through this transit. Squares always create tension, as I mentioned. So this T-square is intended to create an action, but it can create stress along the way. This square is about freeing up movement, but we don't push, we don't force, we don't explode, and we don't implode. Often with the square, there's a tendency for us to overdo before getting it right. So go with ease. Keep what you want to say to yourself. Write it down if you have to and put it aside. Don't keep looking at it. Put it aside. We're not trying to create an explosion here. We're trying to get a release. Use this full moon to determine how we operate emotionally, how you create connections, how you distance yourself from others, how you've used barriers to prevent connection for the fear of being vulnerable. And as Jimi Hendrix said, when the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. And it's important that all of us operate now with a kind, loving place. So when you feel yourselves ready to react, replace that with a kind, loving response. Replace that with a positive, affirming message back to the person who's saying the things that are causing you to want to respond. Acknowledge them, affirm them, and then know that you'll be operating like the Capricorn of being able to walk away with your head held high because you took their energy and you turned it into something positive, kind, affirming, and loving. That's the simple, the same thing as the martial art of Aikido, where you use someone else's energy as the defense against them. You allow their energy to defeat them, not your energy. Do that today with loving kindness, gentleness, and politeness. That's a big period, and this is going to carry us forward until, as I mentioned, the sun enters Leo on Friday. We'll talk much more about the sun entering Leo on Thursday, but let me just take a few notes to remind you that right now, even though the sun will go into that radiant, glorious, and ever so pleasing Leo. Look at me. It's all about me, son. Excuse me a minute. My nose is running. I'm going to have to... Let me blow my nose. Excuse me a minute. So we're going to go into an action orientation on Friday, as you heard me mention, to Kira. And that's important. We also have to keep in mind something else that's still going on right now. We still have three planets in retrograde. And we need to keep in mind the messages. Saturn is still in retrograde until August 13th. And this is really where Saturn is saying, look at your infrastructure. Look at your foundation. Is your house in good running order? Is everything efficient and productive and as laid out as best as possible? Are you financially stable? Are there energetic leaks of your finances anywhere? Are you healthy? Are you getting your rest? Are you eating properly? Are there leaks of your energy? Are you doing things to push against it? Saturn is saying right now, take a look at your infrastructure, financially, materially, spiritually, physically, cosmically. Know that you have a solid base to move forward. And remember, this is a time for taking a lot of deep breaths. We also have Pluto still in retrograde. And this is asking us, what do you want to let go of? Do you accept the changes in your life? Are you ready to make those changes? Because Pluto is going to make changes in your life, whether you want them or not. And Pluto wants you to be a part of it. Pluto wants to come forward and say, let's you and I work together to transform your life. It's a good time to, release old habits. Let go of issues. Let go of physical things. Go on a health kick. Do some hardcore healing. Clean out of your house or your wardrobe. Do a cleanse. Follow your inner guidance. But Pluto is still in its retrograde and will be till September 26th. And I didn't mention that Saturn will stay retrograde until August 13th. And then we have our Neptune retrograde, which is our most recent one. It went in June 13th, and it's going to stay retrograde until November 19th. And she's our planet of altruism, compassion, mystery, illusion, mysticism, and our artistic creativity. And it's in the sign that it rules, which is Pisces. And Pisces contains all the energy of all the signs that preceded it, plus that extra energy of mysticism. And it has a secretive, clandestine energy which delves into the unknown, the self-imposed imprisonment, the self-sacrifice, and our spirituality. So this is really the time, going back to Kira's messages, of saying, where have I been self-sacrificing as if it were a virtue, but what it's doing is holding me in place, is keeping me from moving forward? You're going to feel torn about some issues in life, especially in our love and romance, our life and career direction, and those areas of our life that we're working to heal. So while we're going through this retrograde also, it's all part of this week's energy. Take the small steps. Don't change anything big in your life at any one time. It's all about small steps moving forward. And when something new presents itself, it's better to let it sit for a while before taking action. Then look at it again. If it still feels and looks sound, move forward. Otherwise, put it back in the pot to marinate some more. So this is a good period of time, again, for all of us getting clear on who we are, who we want to be, and what we want our life to look like. It's important for all of us to take those actions that best serve us. Because as we started the show talking about, each of us is a divine being with that divine light inside of us. And what our purpose in life is finding the best way to express our light into the world. This full moon gives us an opportunity with the trine of Venus and Saturn to get clarity on what we want to change in our life. With the movement of the sun into Leo on Friday, it gives us that extra impetus to move forward and take action. With Mars sitting in Scorpio right now, boy, he's certainly going, he's direct. He wants us to step out there. But don't be reckless. Don't just make a change just to make a change. Be clear. Be focused on where you want to change in your life and which changes will benefit you most. And start taking steps in those directions. The key is, most often, even when we talk about manifesting, we seem to believe, just like the movie The Secret showed, if we think about an elephant in our living room, an elephant will appear in our living room. Did I mention James Allen? Oh, yes, I did. Directed thought. All achievements, whether in the business, intellectual, or spiritual world, are the result of definitely directed thought. And good thoughts bear good fruit. Every thought seed sown or allowed to fall into the mind to take root there produces its own. What he means by that, again, is good thoughts bear good fruit, bad thoughts bear bad fruit. The minute we say to ourselves, we can't do something, we are absolutely correct, we can't. The minute we say to ourselves, I can take these small steps, I'm going to start with this step, I'm going to then take this step. Taking those small steps as we move forward allows us to continue to move in the direction that we want to change in our life. In addition, we often find that we don't have to take all the steps we thought we did, but we never know till we start taking the steps in the direction where we want to create the change. No matter where you are in your life, no matter what you're doing in your life, if you start with the premise, one, that you are a worthy, deserving person, you are worthy of happiness, you are worthy of feeling your own feelings, you are worthy of thinking your own thoughts, you are worthy of loving and being loved. You are worthy of living your fortune. It's your birthright. You are worthy of being at peace in the world. You are worthy. You have true faith in yourself and know your worthiness. If you start with that premise, you can do no wrong. Always remember, as you're going through your process, it helps to go through your Ho'oponopono. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. And follow that up with those beautiful words from Tom Moore. Ask your angels, ask your guides, ask your God to help lead you to the most benevolent outcome of what you're trying to do. You can ask for it generally, you can ask for it specifically, but always be willing to ask for the most benevolent outcome. And you couple those things with action in the direction that you want to bring into your life, change in your life, shift in your life, transform in your life, and you will be 100% rewarded for the steps you take. There's only one way and one way to close out, and that's to remind each and every one of us that we have to do the entire thing, the entire action, the entire movement, the entire shift, and the entire transformation with love. So I want to thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. Many blessings for your journey this week. This show will replay tomorrow, Wednesday, from 5 to 6 p.m. And then we'll be back live on Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. with Dr. Arnie Buss. And speaking of listening, and between now and then, remember, all you need is love.
You've probably heard me on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess right here on Radio Monterey every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. If you're looking for help with relationships, you know, because I think a lot of times relationships can get us stressed out. We can actually look for answers and only get more questions. It can be frustrating. And I think a lot of times when you're in that frustrating situation, you don't know which way to turn. If you're looking for someone who can ethically guide you and get you on the right track, well, look no further. All you need to do is get in contact with me because this is the next logical and sensible step to answer some of those questions that you're dealing with and get your life back on target. If you'd like to get in contact with me and set up your first hassle-free consultation, just go online to ashleyburgess.com, click on contact, and send me a message, and I will get back to you ASAP so that we can work together to get you back on track. Otherwise, if you'd like to email me at coachburgess@gmail.com. Don't forget to listen to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess every Monday through Friday right here on Radio Monterey.